Hello, and welcome to another episode of Point to Points. It's the show presented by 70% Complete, where I drive from one point to another and try to get to the point. Oh boy, do we have a point today? Not really. We have some observations. Maybe it's a point. Today's point! I was playing some Helldivers 2 with the boys last night. We're back to playing Helldivers 2. Point number one, Helldivers 2, pretty good game. They have done some fixing on that thing, and it has a little less jank than when we last played it earlier, I guess like later last year. I really like Helldivers 2. It's kind of like the perfect chill out, hangout game for me at this point. We've played it enough to where I feel like I have a go-to loadout for fun times and blasting, which I think is kind of the point. So today's point, I want to talk about risk. I want to talk about weapon progression, which is something I've been thinking about a lot with Helldivers 2. There's a really good episode of the Jeff Gerstmann show from a couple weeks back now, where he talks a lot about Marathon, and it talks about his review process of writing something up for Marathon. And specifically, what I always like about this, and what I wish more people would share, is what didn't make it into the review. He was talking pretty extensively about part of his review of Marathon 2, or Marathon, for the longest time had a little blurb in there about risk in video games and how Marathon does something really interesting with risk, with its, you know, its extraction shooter feeling to it, and how the addition of weapon progression, weapon XP, the RPG elements into Call of Duty is a thing that like slowly de-risked that game and kind of smoothed out the feelings for it. So even if you lose, you are still progressing. You are still getting weapon XP. You're still unlocking attachments. And many times, especially if you're hunting for camos or hunting for specific attachments in the later games, you would end up using a weapon that maybe you weren't as good at or was like as successful in the meta to the detriment of your team, so that you could personally grow and succeed. It's a really interesting conversation, and it has like sat in the back of my mind for a little bit now, because like as the RPG player, like that's what I want to do. Like I want to collect all the things, I want to maximize everything, and I like truly have no feelings about success or failure within a Call of Duty match, which is kind of how I felt for a while now, but it really kind of put that into focus for me. And it's interesting because I'm connecting that up now with the times I've been playing Helldivers 2 lately, and kind of how it inverts that a little bit. The thing that, you know, I am there to win Helldivers. I'm there to get all of the samples I can and bug out or bot out. But the weapon progression system that they added in there, I think is actually, like, as I think about it some more, I think it's a net negative to the game, or at least to my enjoyment of the game. And what I mean by that is, I realized, so we were playing last night, and I realized that one of the guys I was playing with, Nick, composer of the theme song and outro for the 70% Complete podcast, he has been using the Breaker Incendiary Shotgun. He is like level 17, and we only play that game Wednesday nights. We usually are able to clear a planet in one night. So really, like, getting enough weapon XP in that game to get to a level 17 by only playing 2 hours a night, you know, one night a week, he's been using that gun for a really long time. And I realized that I've been using the one of the assault rifles, which is like my least favorite kind of gun in that game. I was also a breaker incendiary kind of guy because I just like shooting a gun that shoots flaming confetti. You know, that's just fun for me. But there are also a couple of other guns in there that I think are more active or make your brain think a little bit differently that I'm not using anymore. And I realized last night as I was looking at, you know, like, oh, he just hit level 17 in this gun. Let's go check out, like, did he unlock anything fun? And the answer is no. Because, and, you know, maybe this is just because I'm not a pro Helldivers 2 player, but there is nothing fun to unlock for those weapons. When they added weapon progression, they basically added a bunch of attachments that tweak a couple of stats up and down, and, like, at most, it changes the, like, fire pattern, or, like, the fire spread, I guess. So, like, when you pull the trigger, does it have, like, massive recoil at first, and then there's, like, smaller groupings, like, stuff like that. But, like, I play Helldivers 2 as a party game. Now, I'm not here to go pro and be really good at Helldivers. That's why I have friends. The friends are good at Helldivers. And so I realized I was playing with a gun I don't necessarily enjoy. I enjoy the Breaker, and my other favorite one that I actually really want to go back to now is the double-edged sickle, I think, which is the laser weapon, which I think is really cool. It is a laser weapon that the longer you hold down the trigger, the higher level of armor penetration it does. However, it will also start doing chip damage to your health, and then if it maxes out, like if it actually truly overheats, it will be doing heavy armor penetration, so it hits harder than like almost all the weapons in that gun or in that game, but it will start you on fire. And there's some really cool things you can do with that, and then you compare it with one of the flame armors that has really high fire resistance. And at least when I started using it, and I don't know if this is still true, but you could basically hold that thing down and just have heavy armor penetration kind of forever, so long as you are stimming through all of that. Like the damage reduction plus the stim would outweigh most of the fire damage that you're doing. And there's a kind of a rhythm to it of how you hold that trigger down to, you know, make it to medium armor, and you can keep it going after a while. It's fun. Like, it is a mechanically cool gun to use, and it is engaging in a way that, like, adds to the frenetic pace of that game. Like, when you're being overwhelmed, the last thing you want to be managing is, oh God, am I about to start on fire? But also the benefit of using that weapon, like, outweighs that stress. So it's a fun balancing act, which is all to say I don't use it anymore because the attachments are shit. And this is kind of the vital lesson here, is that as a person who wants to collect all the things, I want to unlock all the camos, I want to, you know, get all of the attachments, I made the mistake of going down the road with the Liberator assault rifle, Liberator Penetrator or something, the good one. And I realized, like, I'm level 13 on that thing right now, and I've gotten nothing for it. Like, the benefits to doing that stuff is, like, basically negligible for the type of play that we're doing. But I'm like, giving myself not even a worse experience, but, like, a not preferred experience playing Helldivers 2 simply for the goal of gaining stuff that I don't want to use. And I think that that's fascinating, that they added in this system that I guess has some level of a benefit to the player in there, but when all of the camos are the same, when all of the attachments are the same, like even the double-edged sickle that I want to use, it has fewer attachments because it is not a kinetic weapon, so it has, like, different things that you can do for it. It just becomes this game for my brain where, well, I want to get all the things, and I have, you know, 4 levels into the Liberator Penetrator, so now that's my main because I want to take it all the way to the top. But, like, that doesn't mean anything. Like, I'm not getting anything substantial out of that choice. And so I just kind of left last night as we were kind of all we've all like solidified into the way that we do bug missions now, where, you know, I bring my Liberator and my weird get out of jail free card that sometimes kills me, sidearm that's just a hellbomb RPG, and like I just realized that I have been in this, like, still having fun. Like, Helldivers 2 is a blast. I still love that game. And you could probably have fun with whatever loadout you have. But I just realized after a while that, you know, I've been playing the same way for a really long time. And it's because the game has tried to incentivize that playstyle. When I don't think it really deserved it. Like, I you know, that Liberator Penetrator, not very good. For the way that I like to play that game, it's not the fun way that I enjoy, and like maybe the weapon attachment stuff ends up being better for people who want to get good at Helldivers, but I don't want to get good at Helldivers. I just want to have fun with my pals shooting bugs and or robots, which I think is like another question of like, hey, why haven't the bugs and also the robots showed up at the same place before? That seems terrifying. But yes, I think like this is my thing with Helldivers and like progression and thinking about like the context of that thing about Risk is that like it to me now, like playing Helldivers, it is risky for me to not get the weapons XP. Like it feels like I am not optimizing my playthrough of Helldivers 2 if I am not using the weapon that has the highest weapon XP so that I can progress in that game faster. But upon reflection, the progression is like the war bond medals. It's not, you know, the weapons XP. So I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to end up doing with it, but it is something I've been thinking about a lot more of like, maybe it's time to just like play these games for fun and ignore the XP factor. But I'm here to get some of Trump's gasohol. Ooh, $3.45, looking cheap at the Costco. I'll catch you later. See ya.